Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com or call 888-VITAS-80.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Casting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's 1 o'clock in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. How much is Chicago Wolves coach Rocky Thompson willing to do to win? In his first NHL appearance, Thompson fought twice to secure the victory. Now he knocks out opponents with his strategy and work ethic. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Well, the Bears opened their preseason last night at home against Denver. Mike Glennon made his debut at quarterback for the Soldier Field faithful, but didn't have the showing he wanted. His first pass was incomplete, his second intercepted and returned for a touchdown. Glennon finished the day 2-for-8 for 20 yards. Mark Sanchez barely in the game. He only threw four passes. But with 2 minutes left to go in the first half and no points on the board for the Bears, Mitch Trubisky got his chance. Bears wound up losing 24-17, but more importantly, Trubisky finished the night 18-for-25 for 166 yards and one touchdown. Former Bear Tom Thayer on Trubisky with Mully and Hanley this morning.
He used a straight drop back and read from the pocket really well. He was able to climb up inside the pocket and keep his eyes downfield and locate a target.
But former Bear Jim Miller told Danny Parkins today that fans shouldn't get too excited about a quarterback controversy.
One game doesn't make a season and it doesn't make a career. And that's not the best of Mike Glennon. I do know that. You know, he regrets that throw that got intercepted for pick six. He forced it. He shouldn't have made that throw. The check down, granted, it wouldn't have went for a first down because it was third and long, but it was too hairy of a throw. And Mike Glennon's a better player than that.
So the Bears take on Arizona a week from tomorrow. Elsewhere in the NFL, Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott suspended 6 games by the league under the domestic violence policy. And Buffalo has traded wide receiver Sammy Watkins and a 6th-round pick in next year's draft to the Rams for cornerback E.J. Gaines and a 2018 second-round pick. In baseball, Cubs are back in action tonight as they visit the Diamondbacks. Pregame here at 8:05 on 670 The Score. John Lackey will take on Taijuan Walker. As far as Wilson Contreras goes, still no official word from the team on how his MRI went yesterday. The catcher injured his hamstring against the Giants on Wednesday. Pregame with Mark Gordy tonight at 8:05 from Phoenix. Chris Bryant coming up with Bernstein and Goff today at 2. And the White Sox will host the Royals tonight. Reynaldo Lopez called up to make his season debut. He was recalled from AAA Charlotte for tonight's game. David Holmberg outrighted to the minors. Danny Duffy will pitch for KC. First pitch from G-Rate Field at 7:10. Today, the Sox have also acquired minor league pitcher Ryan Burr from the Diamondbacks in exchange for international signing bonus pool money. This scoreboard update is sponsored by LifeLock. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to lifelock.com. And it's fall, time for you to hit the woods, but first come to Cabela's Great Outdoor Days with special events and giveaways, plus doorbusters for 5 hours only, starting at 8 a.m. Saturday, August 12th. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 8:05 when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks right here on 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
How do?
Thank you, Julie DeCaro, handling the updates today.
Fun week of solo shows. Great job by our executive producer, Jay Zawoski. Fantastic guests all week. Theo Epstein, Rick Hahn, Mitch Trubisky were on the show. Today we had Jim Miller, Jonah Carey, and Layla Rahimi, which was a lot of fun in the 10 o'clock hour. Also thanks to Eli Hershkowitz and our guy, Rick Camp. Bernstein and Goff are out in Aurora at, I believe, O'Malley's. How's it going, gentlemen?
It's good, man. O'Malley's Pub and Eatery. We're hanging out with the folks, getting ready for the weekend. Sponsored by Bud Light, of course. So the Bud Light will be flowing while we talk Bears and all other things preseason football.
This is a place to start the weekend. I believe the Mitch Trubisky parade is going to stop here at some point.
Good.
It sure began last night. You know, let's tell the truth about this, that he did what he did against the non-starters.
Yep. He did it with non-starters,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. And the thing is, if you watch enough football, you know what it looks like. And that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
And that's what people are reacting to. We don't have to break down individual blocking assignments or ball placement. If you just zoom out and look at it.
Can you move it and can you throw it?
In its totality. Yeah. That's what it looks like, and that's why people are interested and excited today, and the Bears have officially lost control of their quarterback situation.
Well, yeah, I mean, today you'd have to be a real ball bag today to kind of rain on everyone's Mitch Trubisky parade. Like, today is the day where you sit back and you say, it was probably better than everyone expected.
Yeah, that's
the first
Hub's
time.
Job. I don't want to steal
your ball bag.
Yes, I don't want to steal his. Well, let's not get crazy about this, guys.
And that's the thing. I think like we can get over Danny and Dan, the teaching people how to watch preseason football. For the most part, about 85% of Bears fans know how to watch preseason football, and they also know what they haven't seen before. We were talking about it on the show the other day. The last time a Bears fan could get excited about a young quarterback was Rex Grossman. That's a long time ago.
Right.
So the fact that this guy came out there against twos and threes with twos and threes and was able to move it, the launch point was changed over and over again, cut one half of the field off, climbed the ladder in the pocket a couple of times, had a couple of drops that weren't his fault. I mean, I like what I saw of the young guy last night. There's nothing, I don't think there's much outside of somebody with the All-22 film that can say, oh my God, he left some yards on the field here, or there was somebody open downfield and he dumped it off. He did what he had to do last night. If you're a Bears fan, you should be happy about the first little taste of Mitch Trubisky.
And to me, it's just such a simple concept. It was kind of a theme of the show today of hope. Like, so many Bears fans hated the pick and had no idea about the pick, or booed the pick, or booed him at the United Center, or whatever the case was. And then you saw him last night and it was like, oh my God, this guy actually might be good. And if you have the franchise quarterback of the future, your everything about the organization is looked at through a different prism. You can attract better head coaching candidates in the offseason. Like, everything about your team is in a better situation. So to me, it was just a glimpse of what the future might be. I have no idea. Maybe he'll throw two picks and have a sack fumble next week against Arizona. But for last night, man, I sensed like just a tremendous amount of hope in the fan base.
And what it means is that no matter what the Bears ever tried to do about controlling the message, and man, did they try hard. And they tried to do two things on separate channels simultaneously that conflict with each other. One, they're trying to justify doing what they did to trade up for a young quarterback they loved, despite the fact that most people now believe they didn't have to trade up or trade up as they did to get him. Secondly, they're trying to justify the expenditure and the commitment to Mike Glennon by propping him up and telling him this is his year and telling him to not think negative thoughts. And that's all until everybody gets to see it. They don't control it anymore. That whatever they were able to do and say, well, we looked at practice film or we're seeing this. I'm sorry. The revolution will be televised now.
Yeah.
And there's nothing the Bears can do about it.
100%. And I don't know if you guys like the analogy or not, but I called it like insurance on Trubisky. Like, you can, if you want to say I hated the trade, but I like the pick. Okay. I think that argument is settled now. You're right. It looks like in hindsight that they could have gotten him at three. I don't know that Ryan Pace is supposed to know that. If he loves Mitch Trubisky and he decides I'm going to 85% chance I could have him at three, but this is the guy, and Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes or Jamal Adams or whomever is not an acceptable consolation prize. To me, this draft is Mitch Trubisky or bust. Then 2 third-round picks and a 4th-round pick is a totally acceptable amount of price to pay for insurance on a franchise quarterback. It just means he has to be right.
Yeah, and the only thing I think with the argument that I posed during the draft and after that draft is it'd be different if you had a team that had a nice nest that he can settle into where he would be the final piece, kind of like what's going on with Watson in Houston. But this is a team that needs as many players, and you saw it last night.
Sure.
This is a team that needs as many playmakers as you could possibly have. I mean, I said before the show ended last night, you know, I need to see these safeties do something. A 3rd and 17, DeAndre Hall and DeAndre Houston Carson are behind the receiver on a 3rd and 17 on quarters coverage. You got to be deeper than the deepest man. Like, this is remedial stuff. So the fact that they don't have pieces in any of these other places, that's why I don't like giving up as many picks as they did. But like you said, if you've got the guy, now you're going to have to build the nest around the guy.
Yeah, it's you know, one way or the other. And Ryan Pace might be right. Like, that's the thing here. Like, we have to be open to the possibility that he's actually really good at his job, and it's not just Trubisky who could be really
he's
good.
He's allowed to be. As Bears fans, everybody's conditioned to think that the GM is an idiot.
Right.
And because most of them have.
Sure, it's a completely understandable, but it may be that he's trying to build the same trust that Theo Epstein and Rick Hahn have been able to build. You know, Rick Hahn obviously working his way there, but with transparency and the reasoning behind some of these decisions, it's possible that maybe he just kind of knows what he's doing.
And we heard them say it too, Danny, after the first year. They could not believe how bare the cupboard was. You could tell when they started to talk about this team after the first year, like, oh, there are no playmakers here. We thought maybe there was one or two. We thought we'd turn this thing around. Those 4 games that they lost at the end of the year where they were just getting beat by miserable teams, you could tell they thought that this team was a little bit more talented than they thought, so it was going to be a little bit more of a reclamation project. I'm all in. You know, if Ryan Pace is the guy that can find an outside edge rusher who in his second year has made the strides and, you know, he's using his hands. I counted 3 legit pressures from Leonard Floyd. If you can get 4 pressures from an outside linebacker a game, you got yourself a player. And if he can do that on the routine, you don't have to always get sacked. Sometimes you force a fumble. Sometimes, you know, you force an errant throw that gets picked off. But
or a bad decision. Yeah. You know, you make a guy do something earlier than he wants to do it. It's you know, getting him on the ground and getting the ball out is obviously important. But just affecting a game because they're aware of you is a step in the right direction for this team.
I'll say this. 2 of his 3 first-round picks, I feel good about.
There's right.
Another one that I didn't even know was on the field last night.
Well, he didn't have a target, and he was out there with Napoleon Dynamite Mike Glennon. Like, you know, I mean, that was, you know, so I'm not writing off Kevin White this year, but he has obviously a larger body of work of can he stay on the field or not. But it's the analysis of this team I actually think is going to be fun. And we went from a time when people said there was no buzz, but it's like, okay, Mike Glennon, he doesn't matter for the future. So if he's there 1 game, 6 games, whatever, okay, who cares? But like, Tariq Cohen matters. Leonard Floyd, to your point, Jason, matters. Shaheen matters. Bullard matters. Like, Trubisky obviously matters. Like, just evaluate Ryan Pace through that, through the young guys that he's brought in for this team. And, like, do you think you have a core going forward?
Yeah. I don't know how Bullard did it, but he gained 15 pounds of all ass.
Have you been on Instagram lately?
You can
do it in the summer.
There has to be a way.
He went to Dr. Miami, got some back shots. That's exactly
really,
what happened.
He's got like the silicone implants
That's, he will be in the next Fabulous video with all that ass.
Whatever he did, that is good for him. Nicely done, because he needed it.
Now I'm thinking about Bears players going down to Miami and getting surgical butt implants so they can be better anchors at the point of attack. Maybe that's the new wave, Danny.
That's fine. Whatever it takes.
We're always, you know, it's like, it could be sleep, it could be sports science, or it could be butt implants. Who knows where the next revolution is, guys?
Cosmetic surgery will make your defensive tackle /5 technique be a little bit better at football. Mitch Unrein was out there making plays. Like, this was...
Look at that. He dog walked that guy.
Yeah, it was cool to see Bears just being functional. Like, come on, man. How many years do we get ramped up and like, all right, the Bears thing is back, and then all 4 preseason season games are atrocious. The season is atrocious. I know a game doesn't tell you much, but it feels good being on the other side of, oh, everyone sucks. You know what I mean? Like, feels okay to say, hey, this guy was okay. This guy, I think, is going to be a player. This guy grew over the offseason. This guy might be the quarterback of the future. It feels a little weird. I don't know what kind of mode I'm in right now, but I'm happy I saw what I saw last night.
Hope. Optimism.
Yes.
Like,
yes. Kind of.
Right.
Kind of. I still need to look.
Dan's going to have the Barack Obama t-shirt with the colors in the background that says, kind of.
Yeah. Not change.
I still think they're bad.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Okay.
But hope doesn't remove bad. Hope is actually the light inside the bad.
Hope like is when the you, understanding you, yeah, of the potential
yeah,
end of bad.
I'm with Danny on this. Like
yeah,
when you,
of course.
When you like, wash away the bad, you know, you've got a car that's hopeful. You know what I mean? Like a car that might be shiny on underneath all the crust and all the crud.
And actually, per the legend of Pandora's box, it's after all of the evils were released into the world, it literally was the last thing mm-hmm. left at the bottom of the box.
That's what it is.
Right?
So,
yeah, you could just look at it in the NFL, right? Like, the L.A. Rams, if Jared Goff is terrible, it doesn't matter what the other stuff that they have, right? No hope. The Colts, if Andrew Luck becomes great, even though they do bad stuff around him, they still have hope because they
Andrew Luck's kind of on that Steph Curry clock before Steph Curry turned into the greatest shooter ever, where people are like, hey, what's up with this bad ankle, you know, frail guy?
True.
Like Andrew Luck's like, hey, guys, put something around me. I'm going to keep chucking the ball 50 times a game. You're going to get some interceptions. But I understand what you're saying. There is hope there.
Yeah, it's just the quarterback position erases so many elixirs, and it's not like the quarterback win-loss stat is a thing, and it's not that football isn't the ultimate team sport. Like, all of those things are still true. Like, if Mitch Trubisky's that dude, then everything's in play for what the Bears could become. Like, you could talk about Super Bowl dreams, right? Like, not off of one preseason game. I'm not going that far. But just, like, if he's that dude, everything's in play.
Yeah, I feel like we don't have to give all these disclaimers anymore either. Like, I hate the fact that we have to go, I'm not putting anyone in Canton. Like, what that conversation, like, that ridiculous, you know, hyperbolic conversation is over with. We're all, you know, discerning gentlemen who with yeah. measured comments. I mean, we can actually say, hey, I like something without having to couch that a guy's not going to get a yellow jacket because of two quarters of preseason football.
Yeah, but very simply, that's what it looks like. And I've seen plenty of preseason football when the guys that you draft are in those same situations against the same twos and threes and look like butt.
Trash, yeah.
And that was a time where he said, out of nowhere, he responded to his first ever game action. A young kid looked like he knew what he was doing, mm-hmm. and maybe we've been so bereft of things like that that we get a little more excited than we otherwise would. But hell, we're allowed.
I will say this: he got Victor Cruz killed. Victor Cruz put that hand up in the middle of that field, and I'm telling you right now, that's one of those ones where you find your wits and you make your way back to the old huddle and say, "Hey, young guy, I don't want to eat pudding for the rest of my life after the career is over."
With that.
No. yeah, Victor. Yeah, yeah. But no, dude, I like him. I like his mobility. I like his arm strength. And like you said,
he kept looking over like, "What am I doing still on the field?"
Well, I thought that with
I'm
the
30
ones.
Years old, yeah.
That's when you know your coach is mad at you when you play the entire first quarter of the first preseason game because you're getting nothing done. I got some Mike Glennon thoughts that probably won't be as flowery. Is this transition after we get done talking here? But
well, his quarterback rating was zero, so I would hope not.
Man, Dan and Danny, mm-hmm. I am willing to bet that Mike Glennon is atrocious. I am willing to bet it with anybody.
Like Jonathan Quinn? What are we talking here as far as Bears quarterback comps?
I am willing to bet
Chad Hutchinson
that Mike Glennon.
Ooh. Craig Krenzel?
Krenzel. Yeah, that's you don't belong in the league.
Well,
Matt,
if you're talking Jonathan Quinn, it's how could anybody have ever scouted this guy and how could anybody have ever thought he was even potentially an NFL quarterback?
Can I go Rick Meyer? Where you might belong in the league, I just don't want you on my team?
See, the Rick Meyer, I have mentioned Rick Meyer comps previously because of the whole build the confidence thing. I've been around this.
Right.
I've been around this where they say, and you hear what he said yesterday, what Glennon said about, I don't want to allow a negative thought process to start creeping in here.
In
it's
head,
like,
yeah.
Are you that fragile?
Right.
you're an NFL quarterback and they're guarding against you possibly not thinking you're good. That was the Rick Meyer problem.
I mean, the tape's going to tell you that sooner
That's
or later.
That's what I mean. It's like, all on TV now.
And I know the wide receiver didn't drive his man deep enough so that Zach Miller can come off that slant route, but my God, you're throwing that thing into triple coverage damn near. You're not that guy. I don't know who told you were that guy. You know, check the ball off, get yourself out of the first series and get a field goal maybe so you don't have to go back out on the field to show everybody what the hell they're looking at. I don't think that Mitchell Trubisky should wait around. I think this is going to be a rather quick adjustment as far as the starting quarterback of this team, because it's not even because of last night either. It's just a reminder. I mean, I saw him play in Tampa a few times. He's tall. That's it. He's tall. Jim Miller talking about a cannon for an arm and all these other things. Well, that's fine. But he's one of the lowest paid starting quarterbacks for a reason. I think this Mike Glennon thing is going to be dog poo after about six games or so, man. Because I just don't know what he gives you. I don't know what separates him from bad. You know what I mean? Like when he wakes up in the morning, why shouldn't he tell himself he's awful?
Well, good quarterbacks don't become available in free agency. So, you know,
yeah.
There's that. Like, you know what I mean? They got him because they thought maybe there was some upside. And let's wait until the draft, right? He has more upside than Jay Cutler.
Hey, Kirk Cousins, mister. When he's slinging the pill for the 49ers next year, you're going to see a good quarterback who is available via free agency.
All right. Yeah, coming off of a franchise tag. Slightly different. I know you guys got Chris Bryant at 2 today. What else you got?
Zach Zaidman at 3. In other news at 4. Bruce Levine on Cubs and Sox news at 4:40. Rich Campbell at 5. It's on at 5:30. Surprises along the way and plenty of ice cold Bud Light on a warm day in Aurora here at O'Malley's.
Awesome. It's been fun talking to you guys. Spiegel's back on Monday. Have a good show and a good weekend. All right.
Enjoy your weekend.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right. It's Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Golfers, don't miss The Scorecard. 2 hours of golf talk with Ed Sherman and Steve Olkin every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. Presented by Geneva National Resort and the BMW Championship. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. I have the title for my next book, The Bionic Coach. It will be Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski's medical biography, and it may be the longest book I've written, and I've written some long ones. Krzyzewski's set to have knee replacement surgery in the next few days, his sixth surgery in 17 months. When this one is over, he will have had both knees and both hips replaced, not to mention two recent ankle surgeries, two back surgeries, the last during this past season, and just for the heck of it, hernia surgery. He's had surgery almost as many times as he's won college basketball games. Okay, not quite. He has 1,071 wins. Krzyzewski turned 70 in February, and in spite of all his various and sundry health issues, shows no signs of wanting to retire. He still loves what he does. He can't stand the one and done. His body's taking a pounding, but it's all okay as long as he can coach. I'm John Feinstein.
Hey Cubs fans, score big savings every day at Grand Appliance and TV, the official appliance and electronics partner of Cubs Radio. They have all the bases covered with the area's largest selection, outstanding service, and lowest pricing around. Serving Chicagoland since 1930, Grand is your stop for high-quality sales professionals, exceptional installation, and delivery. Discover huge savings and selection at grandappliance.com or visit one of their 20 showrooms near you. Grand Appliance and TV, you make it home, we make it grand.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
Don't be that guy.
Dumb. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Mitch Trubisky, you balance like competition. You want that job and then your relationship with the other guys.
I think it's just being respectful and being a professional. I mean, that's just how I'm carrying myself. I'm never going to cross the line. It's all in the nature of competition.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that
deal.
Oh, boy, he would never
have
made that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Libra, your social life and private life are draining you. Take some time to recharge. Scorpio, wherever you are in your relationship, prepare to get bumped up a notch. Sagittarius, that big opportunity is coming your way. Keep your eyes open and make the first move if you have to. Capricorn, this is a good week to get back in touch with your beliefs and values because someone may challenge them. Aquarius, feel like taking a risk? Don't be too hasty. Proceed with caution. And Pisces, if you're thinking about someone new, don't rush into it. Check out your options first. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Sales event, Route 41, Lake Bluff.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
This hour is brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Today's Friday for us.
Let's go to Sarge, Cambridge, Illinois. Hi, Sarge.
Hey, I got a call for Ron, question. How do you get a player overnight into Chicago, and how does he get his equipment there? How does he get his gear there? Kind of walk us through that, if you would, Ron.
Well, this is my day.
Home runs by Davidson and Yolmer Sanchez. How about Yolmer changing his name? He was Carlos Sanchez, now he's Yolmer.
You still hit 220. No, I just kidding.
Honor the job. You remember Joe Paterno? What would he say?
Right.
Act with honor and dignity and respect.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
This is my day. Next Friday.
After the game, all right, what is your preferred nickname? And he said Yo-Yo.
He obviously learned that from his female parent, Yo-Yo's mom.
Oh.
This is my day.
Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Look at us. We're out today.
Yeah, they let us out the cage.
Thanks to our friends at Bud Light. We are at a stop for a second or third time, I believe, O'Malley's Pub and Eatery in Aurora on a glorious Friday afternoon, made all the more such by your opportunity to come and hang out with us today.
There's all kinds of handsome men littered around this bar, and I'm sure they're here to see us.
Some not so much.
Well, I mean, there's one guy. I'm not going to look directly at him. What's up, bro? But other than that, everybody... No, I'm messing with you, man. Now I got to buy that guy a beer. But no, guys are hanging out, getting the weekend started early. This is what it's supposed to be. It's sunny outside. Half of Aurora is under construction right now, so you might as well come on in here and hang out for a little bit.
Oh, I got yelled at today. Addison was shut down completely at Elston, and there was a line of cars. No, just construction, but it was shut down going west.
Oh, yeah.
And there a line of cars that were just going around, and then one of the construction workers came over and started screaming at us.
Did he have the slow stop sign? That
yeah,
you know,
he had this. She came over and started MFing us and telling us, you know, back the F up.
You don't want no
smoke. Get out of the way.
You don't want no smoke with a female construction worker.
Yeah, there was a backhoe that was coming through with a bunch of stuff, and she's like, "This thing's gonna run right over you."
Oh, what kind of hoe?
And I was like, I'm just thinking, all right, I want no part of this.
Yeah.
I'll be going this direction now.
Yeah.
I'll go a different way to Aurora.
I almost hit the median several different times trying to look at the GPS because of the construction out here. So I'm just glad I'm here. Feels like a welcoming environment. I'm sure there will be more beautiful people that show up at O'Malley's before we're out of here.
And some hideously ugly ones.
Oh, no doubt. Yes. I think we filled our quota on those, though, because we showed up, too.
They won't stop. They got a special waiver.
Half off if you're ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is. Come on through, fellas.
Scoreboard update.
It's 1:31 in the Chicago Wolves update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. How much is Chicago Wolves coach Rocky Thompson willing to do to win? Well, in his first NHL appearance, Thompson fought twice to secure the victory. Now he knocks out opponents with his strategy and work ethic. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Mike Glennon got the start for the Bears in the preseason opener last night at quarterback, but likely didn't have the night he wanted. Glennon finished the day 2-for-8 for 20 yards and an interception. Mark Sanchez barely in the game. He only threw 4 passes, but with 2 minutes left to go in the first half and no points on the board, Mitch Trubisky got his chance, and boy, did he make the most of it. Bears scored all 17 of their points with Trubisky at quarterback. Bears wind up losing 24-17, but Trubisky finishes the night 18-for-25 for 166 yards and a touchdown. Here's Bears head coach John Fox.
Well, our depth chart is not going to change after one game, you know, I think, in particularly a preseason game. That's a really good defense that, you know, our first unit went against, you know, probably one of the top 3 defenses in the league. I think, you know, you have to look at a lot of different things. I can understand, you know, how you guys might think, but we're not going to change a whole lot after one game.
Okay. Bears take on Arizona a week from tomorrow. Elsewhere in the NFL, Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott suspended 6 games under the league's domestic violence policy. Buffalo has traded wide receiver Sammy Watkins and a 6th-round pick in next year's draft to the Rams in exchange for cornerback E.J. Gaines and a 2018 second-round pick. In baseball, Cubs hoping to put dropping 2-3 to the Giants behind them as they open a weekend series in Arizona tonight. John Lackey will take on Taijuan Walker. Still no official word on catcher Wilson Contreras' MRI that took place yesterday. ESPN reporting last night that Contreras is likely out at least 2 weeks, possibly as long as a month. Pregame tonight at 8:05 here on 670 The Score. Chris Bryant coming up today at 2 o'clock with Dan and Jason. White Sox going for their fourth win in a row when they host the Royals tonight, and highly touted prospect Ronaldo Lopez will make his season debut. It's not his MLB debut. He's actually pitched in 11 Major League games already. In six starts with the Nationals last season, Lopez averaged 96.5 miles an hour on his four-seam fastball. David Holmberg outrighted to Charlotte to make room on the roster for Lopez. Danny Duffy goes for the Royals. First pitch from G-Rate Field tonight at 7:10. The Sox have acquired minor league pitcher Ryan Burr from the Diamondbacks in exchange for international signing bonus pool money. The Arlington Million is the must-attend event of the summer. Experience the biggest day of racing in Illinois this Saturday with exclusive ticketed packages, big ways to win, and a celebration of the best racehorses in the world. Visit arlingtonpark.com to plan your day. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is tonight at 8:05 when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Chris Bryant's going to join us at 2 o'clock. Zach Zaidman at 3. In other news at 4. Bruce Levine, 4:40. Rich Campbell, 5 o'clock. We will do It's On at 5:30. Could be some surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at bernsteinandgoff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming 670thescore.com. Texting and sexting at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. The Tech Zone is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. We're on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. We're on Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. You can interact with the show and the station. Just like the 670 The Score page on Facebook, and you can get into that conversation as well. We have a video stream at watch670thescore.com. It's brought to you by American Needle, and when it is in use for our show, it is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Well, you certainly like to promote yourself. Like this week, you said that you could beat Michael Jordan in basketball with one arm tied behind your back.
You damn right. While wearing a beekeeper suit and hamburger helper gloves.
It's Kenan Thompson on SNL doing his LeVar Ball. I think that will be an ongoing thing throughout the NBA season. I don't know that I'll be watching, but good luck with that.
You can.
Yeah, you know. They've kind of, you know, now that my guy Spicy's gone, it's kind of, you know, that's what you were watching for, Sean Spicer stuff. But other than that,
our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
How can you say that? You played college basketball and averaged 2 points a game. You're not going to beat Michael Jordan.
Man, don't talk to me about no Michael Jordan. You ain't seen what I can do. Look at me. I am 8 feet tall. I can jump 20 feet high. I once jumped over a Super Target. This past Thanksgiving, I ate 100 turkeys.
Sounds about right.
Today, it's not the audio overlord. It's just Shane Reardon.
Okay, well, I feel like the expectations are really high for Lonzo at this point. The Lakers are expecting him to win Rookie of the Year already.
Oh, he's going to win a hell of a lot more than that. NBA MVP. Finals MVP. He's going to win an ESPY, a Grammy, a Purple Heart, and he's going to get Best Truck in His Class by J.D. Power and Associates.
Sounds about right.
This segment is brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse. The Arlington Million is the must-attend event of the summer. Experience the biggest day of racing in Illinois this Saturday with exclusive ticketed packages and big ways to win. Visit arlingtonpark.com.
All right, so last night I went to a movie, and I took my lady to the worst possible movie for her to see right now. the Kidnap movie with Halle Berry in it, where a young child is abducted, and I'm sure she was thinking of you. I was just trying to go to a movie and hang out with my lady for a couple of hours, and I look at my phone, and Twitter is going crazy about how bad the Bears are, so I'm like, let me stop right now. And it was probably the end of the first quarter when I looked at my phone. I'm like, let me stop right now, because I don't want to know things before I see them. Got a chance to hit the old DVR, and it was as bad as everyone explained it to be. Those first two series for Mike Glennon and that first team offense, awful. Your Cameron,
everything was bad.
Your Cameron Meredith number one option, enjoy. Kevin White apparently did not suit up last night. Zach Miller dropped the ball. Only thing I can say is that Charles Leno Jr. didn't show you that he's a seventh-round pick, and he's still playing left tackle for the Bears. Other than that, the twos and the threes look good against the other team's twos and threes. I understand that's one of the best secondaries in the league. So, you know, implementing a new quarterback and trying to show him what to do. Dow Loggins, I thought his game plan with the twos and threes were a lot better than it was with the ones, maybe because his ones sucked.
His quarterback can't throw the ball to a guy.
Yeah. I do not have high hopes for one Mike Glennon.
You've said he's going to be dog poo.
I'm out. I'm out on the whole Mike Glennon thing. There's a reason why a guy gets replaced over and over again. I am okay on the Mike Glennon thing. Shout out to him and his family. He's got $14 million in the bank this year. God bless.
He's so awkward.
Yes, in everything he does. Nothing looks fluid. I don't care how tall you are. You know, I mean, even the sky shots, he's got a little sunroof going on too. I mean, like, there's nothing that
early on, I thought it was something that had, it was schmutzy with a glandular problem.
Like, there's nothing in me that if I looked up in my huddle and I saw Mike Glennon's face would feel comfortable. Like, I don't feel like he's coming to rescue anything or anyone.
I got this.
Right. Like, no, you don't, Mike. Okay. Just hand the ball to Jordan and get this thing over with. So, yeah, after you got over the Mike Glennon thing, and the Bears' number one defense, I thought, played well enough. I mean, that defensive line was moving people around. If Menelik Watson is what they're going to go with at right tackle in the AFC West, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, he's going to have some long Sundays.
Yes, because Khalil and Joey. Luckily for him, Von Miller plays on his team. But the number one defense I thought did well, and of course, we know why we're here, as Marshawn Lynch would say, Mitchell Trubisky made me happy. And it's okay to be happy. I feel like in this day and age, like, you gotta always try to balance it. But this, yes, the team may suck. But if you see something like Danny said, a glimmer of hope, which is what this guy is supposed to be, you got what you wanted last night. There is nothing more that you could have asked for in the introduction to a rookie quarterback in the first preseason game. Now, if he fumbles twice, gets sacked two times, throws an interception next week, then we'll be like, all right, that's what a rookie's supposed to look like as well. But I am okay with what happened last night. I don't know how you couldn't be.
Let's grab this call from Matt in Rockford on the Score. Hello, Matt.
Hello. I wanted to say that, first, I think Pace is proven that he's, you know, can actually evaluate some talent. I think Trubisky is going to be the real deal. But I still think that why didn't we fire Dowell Loggins?
Here's why. I can answer that question. Because in what could be the last year of a coaching regime, right, you weren't going to be able to replace him with anybody other than somebody at his level who would be here as a stopgap.
Yeah, what good offensive coordinator is coming here knowing that the coach might be fired next year?
Well, we had Adam Gase, and he was a good offensive coordinator.
He got a head coaching job. He got a head coaching job.
They didn't fire him. He got a head coaching job. He got a promotion.
Brought somebody good in this year rather than having to change over again next year.
Okay, Matt.
Bears Friday.
I'm going to say it again. If you fired him just punitively, you would not have been able to replace him with anyone of any quality, because no good coordinator or rising star would take that job right now. And they didn't fire Adam Gase.
No, you got a promotion.
Is that really the first call we have to take?
Yes. Welcome to your Bears season.
Bears Friday.
Yep. That's 312-644-6767.
815 is always going to represent, isn't it?
They just cracked their knuckles like, we can't get any bad calls today. Hold my beer. Hold my beer. Let me call up the boys and let them know that that Dowell log should have been fired last year to bring in a better coordinator. And also that Adam Gase was fired, apparently.
Chris Bryant will join us after the top of the hour. On the
He's going to sound like a Bears caller, too.
Show on the Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on the Score.
It'll be very fascinating to see what the market will be for Jake in the offseason, and we'll see how the postseason run, if the Cubs make it, will go for him. I expect him to cash in for sure.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion, Chicago Cubs, presented by Two Brothers.
For your business to perform its best, you need to create an environment designed to succeed. You can make it happen with Office Revolution, Chicago's premier office furniture dealer and official office furniture partner of Cubs Radio. Whether you need collaboration spaces, flexible workstations, or ergonomic solutions for a workforce of 20 people or 2,000, Office Revolution has the products, experience, expertise, and personal attention you need to create the space you want. Start building your winning work environment today at office-revolution.com.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Ready? Okay.
We've got paper. Yes, we do. Lined roll notebooks, pencils, glue. We got crayons, every hue. School supplies for your whole crew.
Target's got everything you need to ready, set, go back to school.
CBS Monday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions.
Don't be that guy.
Dumb. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that
deal.
Oh, boy, he would never made that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent down there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody, because we expect more of ourselves. Come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You have to kind of put it in perspective, and like I said, I believe we're exactly 1 month out from that game, and for me, it's just good to get back out playing. You know, I got to get used to coming out as a starter and playing and being that guy, so.
Nope.
You know, a couple more preseason games to tune this up, and I'm confident we'll do that.
Yeah, you don't sound it, really. But, hey.
A lot of confidence talk.
Okay, I don't want to hear about your feelings. There's been too much of that. Too much about how Mike Glennon feels about everything. Like, I know this is my season, and I don't want to let any negativity creep in. Okay, whatever.
Just do your thing.
This segment is brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. If you are a fan of the team for which Mike Glennon and Mitch Trubisky play, O'Malley's is your place for their games. They've got a free halftime buffet each week, weekly giveaways, specials on Bud Light and Bud, and if you want all of their promos and all their information about game days, you can see Facebook or go to O'Malley'sAurora.com. This will be the joint for you. It's also, by the way, the place where there's a big fight coming up later this month, and they're very excited about being able to bring you that fight.
A lot of money on the line. I heard $60 million in sales already before the fight. Usually the fight gets all the money the night before or the night of, pay-per-view-wise. $60 million in pre-order already for Conor McGregor and Money Mayweather. So should be interesting. And you sampled the chopped salad. So
I more than sampled it. I inhaled it.
Did your thing? Yes.
If that's a sampling, I don't want to see what a full grazing would be, because that's my go-to usually on remotes, is find a cob
nice
salad,
chopped salad
all chopped up and chopped and screwed, and I'm good.
All of a sudden, Pimp C. Bernstein over here. All right, so this from the 630.
Big glass of lean.
Stop it. I agree that you couldn't have asked more out of Trubisky in his debut. I'm not going to overreact and say that he should replace Glennon, but do you think that if he continues to show more progress in the preseason, that it might change the Bears' overall plan with him this upcoming season? Let me tell you this straight like it should be. They drafted him hoping that he would be better than Mike Glennon, whether it's now or next year.
It's now.
Yeah. So whether it's now or next year. So, yes, plans change. They would like those plans to change at their pace because they don't want to throw this guy to the wolves early or immediately. But the difference between him and the David Carrs of the world is I feel like he's got a representative offensive line. I mean, it's not one of the top two or three in the game. It's not Dallas or one of those, but it's a line that I don't think will get you killed.
But I will tell you, when they showed all of their headshots across the bottom of the screen together, that is just a lot of face.
What, the offensive line?
The offensive line.
Yes,
like,
the dudes have been
so
poured
much
in their helmets.
Face.
Yeah. I mean, they're big fat guys who run into people for a living. What are you talking about?
Defensive lines have gotten slimmer. It's still just like,
Eddie Goldman.
Now let's take a look at the Bears' offensive line. Oh. And it's giant white people with huge faces.
Your man
indistinguishable from each other.
Your man had some moments last night.
Where is it?
You know us. Hashtag race talk. Yeah, your man had some moments last night where it was Kendall Wright instead of Kevin White. It was Daniel Brown instead of Deion Sims. It was a lot going on last night.
Asking a lot of a guy.
Listen to this. At what point do you hold Sam Rosen to the professional standards that a national broadcaster should be held to?
It's a preseason game for him, too. I'll tell you, Jim Miller was really good.
Yes, he was.
I actually thought Jim Miller, on that little slot pass where Cameron Meredith had an introduction, he called him out immediately.
Yes.
He said, that hit you in the hands, you got to make that catch.
Yes. Miller, too. Zach Miller as well. Adam Shaheen, hey, first ball thrown at you on the professional level, you got to catch that ball. So trust me, there's not going to be, this isn't the Bears team that's not going to have enough on tape to be screamed at about. okay? They're going to have this every week where somebody can yell at them about something. But I maybe Sunday, after I watch a couple of more preseason games from around the league, I'll be like, oh, you know what? This team does suck. I know they suck. I know they're not good. I said high side 6 wins, high side 5 wins, low side 2 or 3. So we're very aware of that.
You're burying the lead, though. The lead is you have completely made your Glennon call.
Oh, yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I'm finished. Finito with that man. I expect that first series to be bumpy. I don't expect it to be, you know, Usher Raymond bumpy. You know what I mean? I expect that first series with a new crew to be a little, you know, you're doing a little, you're counting steps instead of dancing is the way I like to phrase it. But man, oh man, you didn't even get on a dance floor with that group. They played the entire first quarter. That is when you know a head coach.
Leave them out there.
You damn right. Or an offensive coordinator is like, you know what? Nope. Let's not bail these guys out. You're practicing for a month.
Our work here is done.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's not.
Guys are giving high fives for a pick six. You threw a pick six the second pass of the game. That's what you introduced yourself to Bears fans with.
The thing is, either guy could have picked it.
Yes!
That's the thing.
Chris Harris came off of
you
his
want
man.
This? Right, like, no, like you got everybody, it, Chris. They
like,
got
I don't,
to
I don't get paid for preseason pick six.
It seemed like they looked at each other to decide who was going to catch it. Like, and they, it's like outfielders.
Remember that Monday Night Football game where Torrey Holt was running side by side with Oz Akeem, and it looked like a track meet? They were running side by side, like laughing.
Waiting
at
to pass
each
at the time
exactly.
or something.
That's exactly what it was with Chris Harris, and I believe Darian Stewart back there. Like, oh yeah, Mike Glennon's their quarterback. We could do this all game.
Chris Bryant of the Cubs is going to talk to us next. Keep it here. You have Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
As the Bears prepare for Game 1 versus the Falcons, the Score continues to bring you the latest on the team's progress. Listen for Bears reports from Zach Zegman live from the practice field, plus input from our team of Bears experts, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears preseason coverage on the Score brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And Die Hard, celebrating 50 powerful years forever Die Hard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers and a location near you. And the Holiday Inn Express Bourbon A.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
If you're like me, you don't want to go over your data package at any point in time. I'm an Xfinity customer, and you should be as well. With Xfinity Wi-Fi, the network of hotspots keep you connected to the internet around town at Wi-Fi level speeds. As I check right now, there's an Xfinity hotspot right here that I'm hooked up to. Access to hotspots is offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity mobile customers, as well as Xfinity internet customers like myself who subscribe to the package that includes speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher. Currently, check this out, 15 million hotspots nationwide by Xfinity compared to only 30,000 hotspots nationwide if you're an AT&T customer. Xfinity Wi-Fi delivers the fastest hotspots in the places you need them the most. So get started with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Call 1-800-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com for more details. Offer ends August 20th. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, auto pay enrollment, and 1-year term agreement. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in! The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series!
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it!
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Oh, and I can't believe how much of a game changer it's been. I see better than I did when I...
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent on there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP.